Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. I'm so glad you could join me. And before I go into the message that the Lord would have me share, I'd just like to, as I frequently do, open in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering together in the Spirit of the Lord to, Lord, meditate upon your truths, upon your ways, Lord, because the way of the Lord is strength unto the upright. And Father, we need strength and endurance and perseverance in this day in which we are living. And so, Father, I pray that you will strengthen everyone who's listening with might in the inner man. I pray, God, as we place our hearts and minds upon you, that you will minister to the individual needs in that are represented in the lives of everyone that is listening. Lord, you know some are really struggling with fear. Some have been just overwhelmed with news they've received recently. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you said you would give us a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, as we would keep our minds stayed upon you, that you would keep us in perfect peace. And Lord, sometimes the battles are so heavy. Sometimes the situations are so difficult. Paul once, even as he wrote in the New Testament, the despair of life, and his friends with him, except that the Lord undertook. And so, Father, we're so grateful that you are touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus has tasted all the testings and temptations that anyone could go through. And I thank you, Lord, that as we draw nigh to you right now, you are going to draw nigh to us. And we stand upon the reality and the truth of your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not. And we rest and rely on that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As I was preparing to share whatever word the Lord would have me to share with you today, and as long as He would have me continue on this particular theme, I felt the Lord impress upon me that many are listening that are really battling fear. And we might say, well, you know, fear has many different forms. I can remember once when I was, a number of years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, and I was in a service where the gift of prophecy was really powerfully present, and there was a young man who was ministering, and he gave a word to me that the Lord was delivering me from fear. Well, to be honest, I was sort of taken aback because at least during the years I was unsaved, I was not what you would call a fearful person. In fact, I look back now at some of the things that I did, and it was only God's grace and His mercy and the angels of God that protected me from some very, very foolhardy things I did. I mean, I'd go places by myself. I would do things that I would never think of doing today. So I was not fearful in terms of physical harm or being in dangerous situations. I had no fear. But so I was troubled by that, and I realized as I was waiting before the Lord at one point in time, He let me know that one of my fears was fear of failing Him, that I would stand before the Lord one day and I would be ashamed because I had not fulfilled what He had wanted me to accomplish and do. And so you see, beloved, you might, when you think of fear, you think, well, I'm not bothered with fear, but I declare, because we are human and we are living in this earthly realm, fear is a part of our lives. Now, there are certain kinds of right fear that we would not object to or that are very necessary. For example, the fear of the Lord. But much of what comes under the umbrella of fear, fear in all of its various manifestations, and I'll share them, some of them with you, that those are the things that are debilitating. Those are the things that rob us of strength. Those are the things that are spiritual enemy to us. And so, Father, we just ask right now that you will anoint our hearts to receive those, that rhema word for us, Father, that anyone who is listening would be set free from whatever fear in whatever form is attacking them, that they're struggling against, Father. It is your will to deliver us from all fear, and we rest in that victory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin by reading Romans 8:15, and there, well, let me start with 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And this is what we want to look at. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, or Daddy, Father. So that verse of Scripture is telling us that we, at one point in time, lived in a fearful state of bondage. It was the spirit of bondage of fear. But now, because we have been adopted into Christ's family, we now do not accept that same spirit of bondage, but we can walk in the liberty of the sons and daughters of God because we have been adopted as beloved children. This is so important. And so this verse tells us that the wrong kind of fear is a spirit of bondage. The kind of fear and terror and dread that is in the hearts of the unsaved. For example, when confronted with the living God, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen? And so fear is a dreadful shackle that has locked to the hearts of many Christians even. There's a right kind of fear and there's a wrong kind of fear. And having been in the ministry of correspondence for so many years, people share some of their biggest battles are with fear and anxieties and worries and frustrations. And so as we take today and the next several days to look at the subject of fear and how to get victory over it, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to lead us into a liberty and destroy the power of the enemy, all power of the enemy, through the Lord Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. We're told in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's the wrong kind of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Amplified Version states it like this: For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Now, I'd like to take some time to share various words that describe fear in its various forms. Fear can mean many things. It can be fright, dread, terror, horror, panic, alarm, dismay, consternation, trepidation. These are various words that are given in the American Heritage Dictionary. And these nouns refer to an emotional reaction that we can experience caused by the presence or imminence of danger, evil, harm, or great misfortune. Fear is just really a general term. So let's take a look briefly at the various kinds of fear as they're described, just in terms of the English language. Well, there's fright, and that's fear suddenly aroused and characterized by great agitation, usually for a short period. That we might experience that, for example, if you heard a loud and unusual sound in the night, that your first response would be fear or fright. And of course, that is not an unnatural thing, because, of course, that's when we call on the Lord for deliverance from that spirit of fear, as well as from any real or harmful danger. And then there's dread. And that's a strong fear of something thought to be impending, especially of what one is powerless to avoid. It helps to give an example. I can remember years ago, this was back probably in the 70s, I was running some KFAX tapes, because we've been on KFAX a long time, that Brother Glass had made, taking it across the Bay Bridge to the KFAX office, which at that point in time was on Pine Street in San Francisco. And I was on my way back, returning back over the Bay Bridge, and as it was close to rush hour traffic, the toll area was just totally all blocked up, and I looked up and saw a car coming very fast at me, and that was an experience of dread, because there was nothing I could do and there was nowhere I could go. We were simply stopped in gridlock, and this car was barreling at me. Well, fortunately I had a whiplash, but nothing more serious than that. So dread, I think we can relate to that. And then, of course, terror. We look at so much of what is happening in the world today. Terrorism, that very word, it's violent, paralyzing fear, usually in the presence of great danger. And I think we've seen enough of that on the news broadcast that I don't need to amplify on that. Well, there's more that I'd like to share to help us get an understanding on who our enemy is. And I pray that you'll be able to join me on tomorrow's broadcast as we go further into this subject. But for now, I would like to draw this broadcast to a close. And as I always do, I want you to know that this is a personal ministry. There are many wonderful ministries that God has allowed to flow together in the body of Christ. But the Lord has always kept UCM a relatively small ministry, because Brother Glass or myself have been able to hand in a personal way the letters that come in and pray personally for everyone, regardless of whether they send an offering or not. That does not enter into the equation. And so if you're struggling with things that are troubling you, fearful things, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, know that I'll pray immediately, confirm the receipt of the email. But if you would like an extensive answer, I invite you to use our mailing address or to include your mailing address. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.